Day 147, guarantees. Victory isn't guaranteed in the Bible for any of us victors, nor our lacking in victory is a sign that we have to get ourselves right in God's eyes. As quoted from the book, Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 34, I just can't find it anywhere in the Bible where it says we are guaranteed victory in this life. I'm sorry, in spite of the well intentions of so many victim thinkers locked in the hope of a prosperity gospel, the guarantee of victory in this life just isn't there. This is a sad fact for victors and victim thinkers alike. The difference between these two groups of people is that the victors have decided to risk their lives on the guarantees God actually makes. Take a look at today's Bible reading at what God guarantees. And also, you were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession. To the praise of his glory, Ephesians 1:13-14, New International Version. Paul is saying that God promises, guarantees, an inheritance. He has sent a piece of himself, the Holy Spirit, as that guarantee. The Holy Spirit is actually collateral offered up by God as a promise to give all the victory we could ever want when we pass from this part of eternity into the next. Victors have thrown off the garment of victim thinking by living in the hope that God promises victory to be ours. Why can God make that promise? Because the Bible is very clear. Victory is God's. It is his. He can give it to us as an inheritance. Inheritances only come after there is a passing. It isn't God that will pass. It is our belief that this life can offer up some kind of proof that we are victors that will pass away. Victim thinkers cling to the hope that the victory promised by God is something they can use to prove to the world and to God himself that they are the victors he made them to be. Victory is in the bag when it comes to the life of a victor. What separates those living a victor's life and those thinking like a victim is the belief that victory is guaranteed in this life. Want to live a life of power and freedom that is due a victor? Let God be the one that worries about what victory means in your life. By all means, go after all the positive you can in this life. Just don't let whether you achieve that positive outcome define who you are in any way. Victory is guaranteed an inheritance from God. Give him the freedom to give as he sees fit. The difference can really make you live like the victor he sees you to be.